For about 10 hours this week, Mark Zuckerberg took questions from lawmakers looking to find out just how his company Facebook works and how it handles privacy for 2 billion users around the world. Questions about who owns data, how did the Steve Bannon-founded political firm Cambridge Analytica collect information on millions of users? And then there's Diamond and Silk, two African-American Trump supporters who claim that Facebook is censoring them because they are black, unlike Donald Trump. Some of the questions were pointed. Others sounded a little like a high-profile tech support call between Zuckerberg and lawmakers decades older. So what did a tech reporter think? Well, let's start at the beginning. Zuckerberg opened by saying he created Facebook to make tools for good.
It's clear now that we didn't do enough to prevent these tools from being used for harm as well. And that goes for fake news, for foreign interference in elections and hate speech, as well as developers and data privacy. We didn't take a broad enough view of our responsibility, and that was a big mistake. And it was my mistake, and I'm sorry. I started Facebook, I run it, and I'm responsible for what happens here.
So Mark Zuckerberg started with a mea culpa. Let's bring in Kurt Wagner. He sat in on both of the hearings this week and covers Facebook for Recode. Kurt, speak for the technical world. Do people like you think you heard what you needed to hear from Mark Zuckerberg this week?
I think if you talk to folks in the tech world, the feedback that I've been getting and my takeaway from being in the room was that a lot of the questions were pretty high level. They weren't necessarily the detailed probing questions that someone who's very familiar with Facebook and the tech industry might ask. It seemed very clear that a lot of the politicians either had a very, you know, elementary understanding of how Facebook works or no understanding at all. So a lot of the time, Mark Zuckerberg ended up just kind of repeating things that if you followed Facebook closely, you already knew. At the same time, I think that shows the bigger picture, right, which is that a lot of people still just don't understand Facebook.
Right. I mean, they do maybe represent the people they represent in that way. Let's listen to one, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, who seemed to struggle with what users can and cannot control.
Are you willing, as a Facebook user, are you willing to give me more control over my data?
Senator, as someone who uses Facebook, I believe that you should have complete control over your data.
Okay. Are you willing to go back and work on giving me a greater right to erase my data?
Senator, you can already delete any of the data that's there or delete all of your
data. Are you willing to expand that, work on expanding that?
Senator, I think we already do what you're referring to, but certainly we're always working on trying to make these controls easier.
Kurt, what are the problems there? I mean, the question, for instance, of Cambridge Analytica, they got data from somebody who legally scooped up data from Facebook through an app. So, you know, what would you have wanted the questions to be?
Yeah, that's some of the nuance here, right, is that the act of actually collecting the data was not against Facebook's rules. In fact, the professor who did collect all this data did so within the confines of the rules. That was not the problem. The problem was that he then turned around and sold that data to someone else, right? He profited off the data in a way that violated Facebook's terms. I think what we didn't hear enough of was the way that Facebook really collects stuff that people don't even know that they're collecting, right? So, for example, your browser history, if you're going around the web looking at other websites, there's a lot of information about that activity that Facebook ultimately has and then can use you to target you with ads. And I think that that's a very complicated topic. And it was addressed off and on, but it wasn't really hammered home in the way that I'm sure for those people who maybe cover the tech industry might have done had they had more time.
Well, and there were several moments in which lawmakers turned their focus to the larger picture and Facebook's size. Comparisons were made to Ma Bell, which used to be called the telephone company. It was the kind of the only telephone company, and Standard Oil, and companies that were broken up. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina zeroed in on this. So did House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair Greg Walden. Here he is yesterday.
Facebook has created its own video series starring Tom Brady that ran for 6 episodes and has over 50 million views. Also, Facebook's obtained exclusive broadcasting rights for 25 Major League Baseball games this season. Is Facebook a media company?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I consider us to be a technology company because the primary thing that we do is have engineers who write code and build products and services for other people. There are certainly other things that we do, too. We do pay to help produce content. We build enterprise software, although I don't consider us an enterprise software company. We build planes to help connect people, and I don't consider ourselves to be an aerospace company. But overall, when people ask us if we're a media company, what I hear is, do we have a responsibility for the content that people share on Facebook? And I believe the answer to that question is yes.
So, Kurt, we've got two issues going on here. We had congresspeople questioning whether or not Facebook is a monopoly. Should it be broken up? Does it have too much control over a market? And then also the question of what kind of a company is it? Is it a media company? How did these questions resonate for you, a tech writer?
I think they're incredibly important questions. I think the monopoly thing really stood out. It was addressed on both days of the hearing. Mark Zuckerberg was asked, who's your biggest competition? And he really didn't have a good answer to that question. And I think when you look at the landscape of different services that do what Facebook does, there's really nobody that comes close. And so I think that kind of puts a target on Facebook's back in terms of regulation and certainly much more scrutiny than has been applied now. And I think the reason that this media question comes into play in the same kind of conversation is that media companies are regulated differently than tech companies, right? There's more responsibility if you're a media company to control what shows up on your service and also, you could be penalized for what shows up on your service. So I think that is why Facebook has always been very kind of weary of identifying itself as a media company, even though a lot of other people would certainly put them in that bucket. But I think ultimately, what ties these two together is more regulation, right? How is Facebook going to be controlled by the government? Will there be more regulations put in place?
And did we hear anything about what that might look like? For instance, a lot of people talked about transparency. Facebook's already saying we're going to have ways where you can know, where your information is going on apps and things. But did we hear over those hearings what that regulation might look like?
So I'm not convinced that there's any one central belief among all of the politicians that something will get done. I think there's a lot of ideas. There almost might be too many ideas because I'm not sure you can pass all of them. But the one kind of theme that continued to stick out to me was this notion of opting in to share your data versus opting out. So the way most companies collect data now is what's called opt out. They collect it by default and you have to specifically tell them to stop doing that. A lot of the politicians this week were suggesting, hey, Facebook, you should be collecting everything opt-in. You should never take someone's data, a piece of their data, before they give you explicit permission to do so. And that's a big deal, right? Because Facebook gets a lot of its data from people who just don't opt out. So that could be something that we could see down the line. I think more immediate, what we've already seen was some bills that were brought last fall that would kind of regulate advertising around campaigns. So political advertising on Facebook would need to have more disclosures and things like that. I think that's a more realistic thing in the near term. The opt-in, opt-out data collection could be something down the line, and I think that would be a really big deal for Facebook.
So question to you, can Facebook be Facebook? Can they make the tons of money that they make and please their many shareholders if they allow users to opt out of apps that take their data? I know they have the advertising too, but that's their financial model.
It's an important question, and it's one that we won't know until some type of rules have actually been put forward, right, to see what this would look like. I do think that Facebook is probably going to be okay, because I think a lot of people, believe it or not, are okay sharing that data with Facebook, right? They, as long as they know that they're doing it, I think people are more okay with it than you would think. I think the service has gotten ingrained in so many people's lives to this point. I mean, it's used by more than 2 billion people around the world, that people aren't just going to walk away from that. They have the last 10 years of their life plastered and saved to this website, right?
Well, that just brings another question. People asked about this. You say they have their life plastered on that website. Can they take it with them?
That's the way it's set up now. Yeah, you're allowed to delete your Facebook data. You're allowed to download all of it. I just did it last week, actually. It is a little alarming to see how much you have shared with the site and how much they do know about you. But you can download it right to your computer and take it wherever you want.
Did you do it because you left?
I didn't leave. No, I'm still a Facebook user. Since I cover the company, I feel like I should stick around and use it. But I did want to see what they had collected on me. So you can do it even if you don't leave the service.
Kurt Wagner, senior editor of social media for Recode. Kurt, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
So this week, what questions did you wish you could have asked Mark Zuckerberg? What answers from Zuckerberg weren't satisfying for you? Let us know. Hereandnow.org.